This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The presidential hopefuls have descended on Iowa. Yesterday, Michelle Bachmann, Ron Paul, and Rick Santorum were there. And today, even though she's not in the race, Sarah Palin is in Pella, Iowa. And it's not just the Republicans. President Obama was in Iowa today to talk about jobs and manufacturing in Davenport. Even NPR's Don Gagne is there in Altoona, which President Obama narrowly carried in the last election. And Don has been taking the town's political temperature.
In 2008, Iowa earned a special place in President Obama's heart. His big and unexpected victory in the state's caucuses was an early indicator of the strength of his campaign. Part of Mr. Obama's secret to success last go-round was to win in a lot of places that George W. Bush carried in the two elections before him. Places like the first precinct of Altoona, Iowa, about 20 minutes east of Des Moines. Kara Arorco owns a small independent coffee shop located on a road right next to a towering grain elevator. Customers sit at mismatched tables and chairs and on a big living room sofa. She's a registered independent who voted for the president in 2008 and still gives him her support.
I think he's doing just fine. So it's a big job, you know, and I think he's still working on it.
And she says things do seem a bit better than they were in the final years of the Bush administration. Still, she leaves a little wiggle room when she looks ahead to 2012.
I haven't decided who I'm voting for yet. You know, the presidential election's always out, but I haven't been impressed with any of the Republican candidates that have come forward so far.
74-year-old George Ward is a regular here. He's a Democrat and offers this when asked about the job the president is doing.
I expected things to be better than they are by now.
Ward voted for the president.
And to say that I am disappointed to some degree would be a true statement. However, I have not lost total confidence in him, and I'm hoping that certain things can change where he will live up to the hope that I had for his presidency.
But he quickly adds he still fully expects to vote for Mr. Obama in 2012. Then there are those like 81-year-old retired janitor Dale Collins. He stops to talk outside the Altoona post office. Collins is a Democrat who says he was glad to vote for candidate Obama. Today he says he'd take back that vote.
I don't think he's doing that great a job.
Collins wonders where the jobs are.
Well, they say it's improving, but I can't see where it is. He's spending a lot of money and all that.
This snapshot comes many months before next year's Iowa caucuses and 16 months before the 2012 election. There's a very long way to go for the president and for the Republicans hoping to replace him. But it's also true that intense enthusiasm among supporters was a defining characteristic of Mr. Obama's last run. It'll be different this time as he works to hang on to a lot of those 2008 voters. Don Gagne, NPR News, Altoona, Iowa.